sometimes making so much merry, taking so much wine, and we feel so much pleasure. Sometimes we become the president of any country, prime minister of any country, very beautiful wife, qualified children. Also some beggars comes to us and we can give so much donation to them. Then why to chant and remember Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is the use? Living all these things, why you should do bhajan? I've heard so many times with so many prosperous Indian and learned persons. Also, I think that this doubt may come to anyone. I want that Prem Prayojan Prabhu sir, please speak something about this. We see that there were so many persons that they were actually so much beautiful. In this age also we see. Like Dinah, very, very near her. So many. We saw, see many in past, very high classes of powerful persons like Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon Bonaparte, in India also, like Ravana, like Hiranyakashipu, like others, very much learned like Shakespeare and all others, and aristocratic families person were there. Should we follow them to be happy? And will we be happy by following them or not? And if not, what we should do? Pundarik Prabhu can speak 5-10 minutes on this subject.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो
नमः. About 5,000 years before, there was a very learned person, lakhs time more learned than Shakespeare and others. He was so beautiful, self-realized. He has kicked all wealth of world. Who was he? Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he was also family man, but not attached. He was incarnation of himself, God. That is why he was so intelligent, learned, qualified in all arts and everything. He was so learned that he divided Vedas in 4 parts. Shakespeare wanted to touch these Vedas and to explain the mood of Vyasadeva and to realize a little part of Vedas, but he could not, because he was involved in material things, this body and mind. So he could not touch. He has written so many Vedas, Upanishad, Puran and everything that we cannot read in one life all these things. And what to realize, what to talk of, realize. We cannot realize all these things. What he wrote and realized, and what he realized, he wrote. So many Purans. One Purans, more than 1 lakh of a shlok, sometimes 2 lakhs of a shlok. So he was such a learned person. He wrote Srimad Mahabharata, in which it is very interested book in India. I think it will be in whole world if anyone read it. Very interesting. It was written not for so much learned persons and realized persons. It was written for those who are so much weak in intelligence, like omens, like Shudras in India, they cannot touch Vedas. So he wrote Mahabharata. Very interesting. I used to read in one breath so much. No sleep, nothing. My father was very expert in all these things. So Ramayana, Mahabharata and all Purana I have heard in my very little age. So Vyas was such a great personality. But one day he was not satisfied what he has done. What if in this world a person may be satisfied with all the things, he possessed all the things, but he was not even being so much learned, having so much affluent. If he will tell that you should die, they will die. If he wanted that any dead person should quickly
alive.
Oh, shortened. If he will tell that this tree should be turned into very beautiful wife, lady or gentleman, at once it can be done. He was so much powerful. If you will tell that, oh, so many jewels, lakhs and lakhs which should come, then it will come. Oh, so much, like a river current, it will make her. No? He was so much realized, and he had written everything in their Purans and Mahabharata. Gita is jewel in Mahabharata. You know. But he was not satisfied what he has. So one day he was sitting in his ashram, in his bhajan kuti, on the bank of Saraswati River in Himalaya. Very good place, sacred place. And he was thinking, why am I not satisfied? I am something lacking in my life. But I did so much things, but why I am not satisfied? So if a man is not thinking like this, then he is animal, I told in morning. We have so much things, but we are not happy. Why not happy? We should think about this. Napoleon was not a beggar. Hiranyakashipu and Raman were not beggars. We know that Kennedy was not beggar, a street beggar. But why should it? Also, Princess Diana, not a street beggar, not so ugly. Not fool or anything, ignorant. She had so much name, fame, beauty, everything. She was married to Charles. But even she was not white. Why? We should always try to realize and think about this. Otherwise we are all like animals. And we should see also, understand, what be in future. Will we be happy in future? What we are doing now, in what process we are going, we will see that we are in same path, in same way as they went, and they were all unhappy. Musholini, have you heard the name? Like giant he was. Hitler more than giant. They were never happy. So we should think about this. So even Vyas, more superior than that. And he has done so many things, but even he was not happy. She was realized so, no doubt. He has some realization of Vaikunth also. But not happy. So one day his Gurudev came. Narad Rishi came there and told that you have done. You have divided Vedas into four. You have studied all the Upanishads coming from himself, God. And you have also given this world so many Purans, Upapurans, and so many good literature. But why you are not happy? Then he began to tell, Asteva me sarvamidam, tayuktam tathapi natma paritasyate me, tanmulam avyaktam agadabhudam, prikshamehe tvatma bhavatma bhuta. Then I replied, O Gurudev, what you have told, I possess all qualities. I have divided Vedas and I am very intelligent. I know Vedas. I have written Purans and everything, Gita also. But still, I am not happy. I wanted to discover this thing, but I could not. I am now a ill person, but how, I don't know. What is disease in me? What is lacking in me? Why I am not satisfied having all these things? I have kept worldly, all money, reputation and everything, but still I am not happy. Then you are like a doctor. You know to read.
He can feel the pulse.
Pulse. And by that you can decide anything. In India, there are so many high classes of vaidya.
Ayurvedic
doctors. So forward, so intelligent. That even giving a thread around any ladies, and they used to take that thread, and by that they used to know what is disease. Because they don't wanted to touch any lady, woman. So, giving some thread here, and like pulse, they used to. And quickly, they used to remove that disease. So Narad was like this. A guru should be like this. Nowadays there are lakhs and lakhs guru everywhere, here and there, with their shops. 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 That anyone should come in my shop. But there are very rare disciples. There are very rare gurus. When we see Shastra, what are the definitions of guru? Then we will see that very rare in this world. Narad, how much he was qualified. Not only learning will do, it will not help. But it sometimes may disguise us. Those who have practically realized what is bhakti, how to please Krishna, and they have pleased the Supreme Personality of Krishna, they are really happy and they can help. Like Narada Rishi, he has told himself that I was boy, I was a son of very degraded class of any woman. In like Shudra in India, very low class of family. Scheduled caste. He has no any, he had never gone to any school to study, nothing. And in the 5 years of age he was. And mercifully some saints like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they came to that village. And they were 4 months rainy season there. Anyhow, he was so much Shobhagyaman, he was so much fortunate that his mother came to these saints and told that I will clear your pot, vessels, and cooking place, pots, everything. And in return, I don't want anything. Only your remnant something. And she began to serve them. One day he took some remnants of the Sanakshanandan. He told that, can I take your remnants? They mercifully were told that, yes, you can take. And he took only remnants. And by doing and serving them for 4 months, he had a ruchi. Some ruchi there. Tanham Krishna Kata Pragayatam Anugrahena Samanam Manohara Tasadhyame Anupadam Vishnivata Priyashamang Sangha Mama Bhavad Ruchi. Daily I used to hear some Harikatha there, powerful, by their mouths, and taking some remnants and serving them, washing their door coffin, cloths, bringing some water for them. So, in a very short time, he has some ruchi in hearing Harikatha. What is the meaning of hearing? Not only hearing, but to follow. You should not. A guru tells to his disciples that bring 1 glass of water. Bring 1 glass of water. He told 3, 4, 5 times. But disciple was hearing. Are you hearing? Yes, I am hearing. You have told me several times to bring water. Gurudev told them, you have never heard. If you are hurt, then why not bringing? So if you are not bringing, it means that you have not heard. If you are hearing so many classes, but not we are following, then what will be the result? Nothing like zero. I told any disciple that you should give up bad habits. You should not take flesh, meat, eggs, don't take
alcohol
or
cigarette,
also something, afim, ganja, bhang, don't. They can tell me that I can give up everything, but I cannot give up bhang, ganja. I will die. Then what will be his result? It means that he is not hearing katha. So we will have to follow. And if you are initiated and not following, first he followed his Gurudev, who? Narada Rishi. Tatranaham, I used to hear Harikatha daily. And Pragayatam Anugrahena Shenvanam Manohara. They were telling in a very beautiful way. Like Sukadev, more than Sukadev Goswami. They are Guru of Sukadev Goswami. So, like this, evam pravittasya visuddha chetasa tad dharma evatma ruchi prajayate. These are the things, how we can have ruchi in Harikatha. If you have no taste in hearing Harikatha and following like this, anyone cannot help you. So many doubts all will come and they will very quickly throw out of us from that bhakti dham. So we should try to follow. We should promise that I will follow. If there are so many disciples who have taken initiation, first initiation, second initiation, but not following. Bodily, mindly, and what we speak of Atma, then how they can tell? So he was daily hearing Katha. He left everything. He left the association of playing boys here and there. Never he went. He left anything. He left his mother and daily hearing all Harikatha. Very soon, Tashadhyaya me anupadam srinivata priyasyanga mamad bhavat ruchi. So hearing, very shaddha, with keen interest, anupadam, each word I used to
drink
like nectar. The pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of all, like Ram and all others. Tasmin tada labdharache mahamuni priyasavasya askharita matir mama. And hearing so much with ruchi, with interest, taste. Then askhalita matir mama, that in nishtha came. Without now hearing, I cannot live. Without chanting, remembering, I cannot live. First I should do all these things, then maintaining my life to take anything. And Krishna will arrange, then automatically offering of our Atma in the lotus feet of Krishna will come. That Prem Prayojan told. If sufferings are coming without invitation, automatically coming, that we will not have to call death. She will come automatically. We don't want old age, but it will come, surely it will come. So likewise, if there is happiness, it will come. in a rotation it will surely come. So we should not be so much anxious. I tell sometimes that you should try to earn your life, maintaining your life, you should maintain. But I know that your past activities will do come, bound to come. So we should not be so much interested in all these things. Always we should try to have a ruchi like him. Arshkhalitamati, not sagging. Very strong. Arshkhalitamati, nishtha came. That, like Haridas Thakur, even beaten in 22 markets, his blood, flesh, everything went away. But he never stopped his chanting. I will be cut in lakhs and lakhs pieces, but even I will not give up all these things. But I see that when I come here in this, there are so many devotees that they all become so enthusiastic and they come to my class. And when I go to India or anywhere else, like the disciples of Swamiji, again they become the same and try to follow. So much beer, so much these things, taking some wine or ganja bhanga and other things, giving up, no interest. So not like this. His mati, his what, intelligence, becomes so but fixed forever. So when they were ready to go, to leave this place after 4 months, he began to cry and weep. How I will be survived? Then they gave some mantra. And what mantra? Of Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Ityadi, like this. Not for Krishna. And he believed, he has so much belief that by this you can have everything. Then his when they all went, then his mother was so much attached to that boy of 5 and always keeping in his lap so that he may not go here. She some in some way she knew that, oh, this boy want to go to forest and to be in trance and to follow their his guru. So she was always afraid of this. So she always used to take this boy working even in his lab. But this boy wanted that, oh God, Krishna, you should help me. I will get rid of my this mother. One day, Krishna heard his prayer and a very black snake came, powerful, and he bit. And at once he died. This boy never looked towards her mother and began to run towards forest. After some time he reached a very dense forest and he took bath in a very beautiful, pure pond and he took some water and went to a high place and where he began to chant the same, remember this mantra. All the mantras are so powerful but we don't realize. We have no faith. When we chant or remember the mantras given by Guru, even very powerful Gayatri mantra, even Guru mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, even so much powerful Gopal mantra, Kling Krishnaya, even more powerful, but Kama Gayatri, If we will chant, remember, in a process, with so much love and affection and so much
faith,
mantra will manifest in our heart what they are. Nothing to do anything like he did. He at once left his mother and went in forest and took bath there in any pond. And he sat and began to chant, remember that mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Like this. And he became in trance. After some time, he left his taking food, air, anything. And that Vasudev, who is Vasudev? Krishna. He came in his trance. And quickly he vanished. Then he began to weep so loudly. After some time, a sky
sound
came, voice came, and told that, don't be worried. I will never give darshan to you in this life, because it is made up of so many karmas. And you have some desires, not bad, sattvic, but even it is bad for taking my darshan. So you should chant and remember and doing kirtan everywhere. You should go all over world and you should stay only 5 minutes in which a cow can be milked. Not more than this. And when a time will come, you will give up this body, material body, and a associate body from Vaikunth will come. And you will accept and thus you will go to bed. To Vaikunth and you can go everywhere. And you will become so powerful. So, Narada is telling his whole own history. Because it is so easy for a disciple to follow his Gurudev. So Gurudev sometimes tells his history. How he has achieved Krishna and this love. We see also there are so many instances in Gop Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He told his own history, how he received Golok Vrindavan Dham and the service of Radha and Krishna Kaljuga. And he was fully satisfied. So Gurudev, like Narada, tell his own history, his own practice. So he told also that you should go and in bhakti trance you should realize all things. You have not written anywhere the glories of Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. You have not described anywhere that what kinds of love and affection can control supreme personality of Godhead. We are not described the love and affection of Yashoda to Krishna. We have not anywhere described how gopis loved Krishna. That Krishna became controlled by the gopis and told himself that I cannot repay you. Na pare ham nirvadya sanjujan. Krishna has not so much feeling separation like he felt separation for gopis when he went to Mathura. And he sent a messenger for gopis to Vrindavan. And he realized how high gopis are. And then he declared in the whole world, there are no any devotee like gopis. you have not written all these things. You so try to realize and then write. Then he went away. Then Vyasadeva, next day, he took bath and he seated there, took his asana, and he fully surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna mercy, he began in a very trance, and he saw everything. All the pastimes of Krishna from boyhood to Dwarka Leela, everything. As if he was seeing any cinema, one by one, always. And he realized all these things. And then he did it. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panhite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayancha jada pashyam jaso mahito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. He saw pitiful pastimes of Krishna. He saw also that the jivas being chinmatattva, sachidananda, part and parcels of Krishna, and eternally servant of Krishna. And they are thinking that I am worldly person. I am male, female, I am animal, trees and creepers. They are thinking themselves. But actually we are all living entity. The part and parcels of Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also saw that those who are forgetting Krishna and giving up the service of Krishna, they are really unhappy in this world, coming, taking birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. And those who are following bhakti, all anarths are going and they are gradually going towards Krishna. And seeing all these facts, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. This is transliteration, it is called. Not like us. In our writing there will be so many mistakes. Grammar mistake, Siddhant mistake, all kinds of mistakes. But in Vyasadeva, not a single mistake, nothing. I realized everything. He did it for the persons who have left Krishna and they are very unhappy in this world. Jasya vai suyamanayam Krishna paramapurushe bhakti upapadyate punsa shoka moha bhayat. Then all kinds of reading that, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, all kinds of doubts, shok, sufferings, shok, all kinds of
lamentation,
everything go very easily without any endeavor. Sarsangita Bhagavat. And doing so, he called his son Sukadeva Goswami, who was always in renounce order, no use of cloth, nothing. And he brought him and gave this Bhagavati Sangita to him. He listened everything, heard, and he also became a very pure and rasic devotee. In our coming class tomorrow, we will describe how it happened and the glories of Guru and the qualification of devotees. We will try to explain. And you should try to be very enthusiastic and try to follow all these things. I want that you should follow, having no doubts in any way, and thus also do. You should preach in whole world like Swamiji did. Never deviating, never. Gaur Pramananda. Tomorrow, the birthday of Nrisimhadeva. He came in evening, and a person like Hiranyakashipu, who has some benediction from Brahma, he will not die in daytime, in night time, in midday, midnight. He will not die in
sky.
He will not
on earth,
in water,
fire,
by any poison, not by any weapon, by like arrows and bow, or by clubs or anything. Not in a year, but Nrisimhadev saved his very dear devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Even he was in 5 years age, and he was a very strong faith on Krishna, and he was saved. So we think that this day is very sacred day. We should try to follow and to pray the mercy of Nrisimhadev, that we are so much fallen, we are not like Prahlad Maharaj. We have so many bad habits, we cannot control our intelligence or anything. We have so many doubts, bad association. So he should save us. And he is powerful to save. So we will, from morning to evening, we should try to be Nirjala Upavas. But in case you cannot do, follow to be
full fasting.
Then you can observe it like Ekadashi by taking some fruits, juice, no harm. But don't
take any grain.
I know there are so many person devotees there. They will follow it by not even taking water. I know. But all cannot do. So Shastra has given some concession for them. They should not take grain, but they can take some fruit. But not then and often.
Only frequently.
Frequently. They should take one or two times. And it is better that we should follow, observe this Ekadashi, not taking anything till the birth of, time of Nrisimhadev, that is evening. When sun is going to set and night is coming, in that, in India it is likely to be at 6, but here night. But we can take on what? About 8? 8 maybe like that. 9? Hatafen, sun is going to set and darkness is coming, but not so much dark. Till that, and we should do Abhishek of Nrisimhadev here. I want some
milk,
curd,
honey,
ghee,
sugar,
and madhu should be brought here. And we will make Abhishek of Nrisimhadev. And we will hear the glory of Nrisimhadev and very sacred life of Prahlad Maharaj. And it will give strength so much. So you should be ready like that. I think that all should do. And if they want, they can take fruits and vegetables. No one. Gaur Pramana.